Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's nice to be in San Diego, isn't it? It is nice.
A lot better than Cleveland.
It is. I mean, that's just a fact. But you know what I don't understand is, and you'll have to explain this to me, because, you know, I've lived in California for a while, but I mean, I'm still getting used to some of the coastal and some of this. And so we moved into the place we moved into about a year ago.
Yeah.
And when we moved in, it was pretty cool. I mean, the whole thing all the way through. This September has been kind of hot at times, and then kind of cool, and then kind of heating back up. It's like a little more yo-yo.
Yo-yo-ish.
And so my question really is, when, at what point do I say, that's it, I can put the fans away and not have to use fans? When does that, take place, like in October-ish or November?
Typically, like right now, between now and I'd probably say a little past mid-October, we're going to get a few hot days, and they're going to be pretty humid. This next one is actually going to be pretty dry. You get about to the 20th of October. After that, you can generally, for the most part, say that the fans are good to put away.
Okay. All right. So that's something for me to look forward to.
I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year.
Is it your favorite time of year?
Favorite.
Wow. How come it's your favorite time
of
year?
I like we don't get it so much here as in like back east. The change of the leaves. It gets a little bit windier. I happen to like windy days. I just like, as you know, we start approaching Thanksgiving and just the whole season. That's very nice.
Yeah, you got to stay away from Phoenix. That's just a thought right there.
Arizona in general.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying. No, that's
Cleveland. No, no way.
That's different altogether, because then you have to get a shot. You know, different kind of shot. If you want to call the show, by the way, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but we are having a stronger mix in the show of teachings that are like more intense. And then, then they kind of break out of those, and then we get into like talking about discussions on different things that are taking place in the news and sports and this and current affairs and blah, 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 blah. But it's really kind of an interesting thing. I've been noticing the teachings going a little deeper.
They have been
going a little like forward in depth and challenging. So I'm interested to get people's feedback on that, because I've noticed, especially in the last like 3 weeks, there's been a change. Now, keep in mind, we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
I know. In 5 weeks, it'll be 2 years. For anybody who's listening, you've been listening to this for 2 years. Oh, sorry. 866-KPRZ, 866-577.
You're brave souls.
That's true. And then there's the aspirin business has been going up. 866-577-2473. If you have a desire to, share anything that you want to share of, a prayer request or a praise report. I love praise reports, and I love prayer requests, because it's a time where you can petition God. So we want to keep that open for you. I know some people are like, it's reserved. It's like, well, I don't know if I should share it. Hey, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord.
The more that are praying for you, the better.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I'm so sick of the big I, little you kind of mentality. And that really comes in Corinthians. It's really seen well illustrated 2,000 years ago when Paul's talking about the church, and he's like, look, just because you're the eyes doesn't mean that you're better than everybody else. Just because you're the hands doesn't mean that you're better than everybody else. And then he goes to the opposite realm of people, and he goes, well, just because you're the kneecaps doesn't mean you're worse than everybody else. It's just this whole mentality of the big I, little you, big I, little you. There's only one superstar. His name is Jesus Christ. He's at the right hand of the Father. And all the rest of us people are subs. You're a sub-shepherd, you're a sub-this, you're a sub-this, nothing else. And then the only other thing I want to say, because this is the one thing I've been wanting to say, I've said it like 100 times, but it just irks me. I don't know why it irks me, but I think people need to understand, Christians especially, hey, you know what? At best, you're a renter. Okay, planet's not yours.
That's I like to, that. That's
yeah,
really nice.
He's gonna annihilate it and create a new one. Oh, you don't understand, Dave, I've got a deed of trust. Congratulations, you're a renter. The best you got. You're a renter. You even are renting the time that he's giving you right now, because at some point he's going to go, time's up, deposit coming back. I mean, it's like you're a renter.
I've never heard it put like that.
Yeah, get over it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. I want to talk about the baker situation. The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. No, that's not the right one. This is the baker situation that we've talked about for, I don't know, 10, 12 times. This is the baker that didn't want to bake the cake for the gay couple because of their Christian belief that homosexuality is a sin, which they are entitled to believe according to the United States Constitution. But forget the Constitution. They're entitled to believe that because they are trying to follow God, and it's better to obey God than man, period. So Huffington Post, in their brilliance, are now just calling anybody that is not a supporter, they're calling them anti-gay. But I want to talk about this pro-straight baker. See, I'm going the opposite. They're anti-gay. I say he's pro-straight. That's my take.
I have an interesting question for you. Were the roles reversed and a straight couple came in to a obviously homosexual baker and asked the same question, said, hey, I would like you to bake a cake, and made a big deal about it, that, you know, flaunts his lifestyle. Would they do the same thing?
Well, here's the part that bothers me that I can't separate in my mind. Okay, I do not believe that under any circumstance anybody should be forced.
No, nobody.
To do a service. I think that's, you know, when they sit there and they say, oh, well, that's discrimination. Okay, but then on the other hand, forcing somebody to do a service, that's called slave labor.
Whatever happened to the signs you used to see in the windows, like, you don't really see them much anymore, but the right to refuse service to anyone.
To anybody. And here's the thing, that I think that's the argument. Is it discrimination or is it slave labor? I mean, and that would be my argument. And slave labor is as bad, if not worse, than discrimination.
Yep.
So I would fight that all day long. But here's the thing that I just, this the escaping principle. This is how dumb I am. This is the escaping principle for me. Okay. And let's use your example, okay? We're a husband and a future husband and wife. They go into a gay cake maker.
Yep.
You must make us a cake, or by law, they're going to, you know, stick icing in your ears or something. I don't know. And you're the gay cake maker. Make the cake. Just make it lousy. Solve all problems. You want a cake? And then you just maybe show the husband and a wife, and then you put a shark over the husband's head. Right. And then there's a big drip down the side. Right. And it's like, look, you wanted me to make the cake. You're forcing me to do it. You got it. Here it is. I mean, what about that? I just think that it's like, yeah, make it. Go ahead. And see, then you have like a, you know, a straw sticking out.
They'll
of the
never
base,
come back.
A little pinwheel somewhere in the middle. You know, a missing chunk out of the middle of it. I was hungry. You know, it's like, I think if you can't force somebody to create excellence. How do you do that? You can't
do that.
That's
a good point.
You can't force the government to act even relatively normal, let alone excellent. Are you kidding? Make the cake. Just make it lousy. They'll never come back. You won't get a lot of referrals. But then, you know, then somebody would say, I'm going to sue you. You made it bad on purpose. Maybe the person was just having a bad cake-making month, and all their cakes came out poorly. In fact, somebody ordered a cake that got brownies. You don't know. It's that kind of thing. All I'm saying is, see, this is something we've discussed, and we will discuss until the show is off the air, which at my rate could be at any minute. Political correctness is it's all done in the name of political correctness. Again, nobody's talking about forced slave labor against discrimination. Nobody's discussing that, okay? Because that's exactly what it is. Forcing the cake maker to make the cake is slave labor, period. But for the sake of political correctness, I want to, you know, throw up, because political correctness is an attempt on man's part to create a sense of righteousness apart from God. Hence, it is a false righteousness. Hence, every time you see any phrase or any connection to political correctness, the answer is it's a false human righteousness. And if you just see it in those terms, you will get the much bigger picture on the overall of the overall. Does that make sense? Yeah, I know it makes sense. By the way, Robo Producer, don't forget to send me that email, because I didn't get it. Oh, thank you. All right, we're going to take our break at this point and juncture. It makes a lousy cake. Puts a shark on the husband. He's being eaten by the shark. That's pretty funny. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. And
say that's something.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
SDG&E's assistant programs include a monthly bill discount of at least 20%. You could also qualify to receive efficient lighting and even new appliances. To learn more, connect at sdgne.com/assistance.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Tired of living with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Do something about it now at Permodontics, San Diego's best dental implant center. Permodontics offers a permanent solution to missing and decayed teeth and is a great alternative to poorly fitting dentures. Want to learn more? Schedule your complimentary consultation at the Permodontics Center. You'll meet Drs. Javi, Berger, and Ayers, world-renowned specialists who can transform your life with same-day teeth dental implants that have the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power. You'll eat what you want and have a beautiful new smile. Clients of Permodontics receive affordable lifetime warranty dental implants in one day with virtually no discomfort. That's right. Walk into Permodontics in the morning and walk out in the afternoon with new teeth. Call today to schedule your complimentary consultation at Permodontics, Southern California's premier dental implant center. Call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to reserve your space or schedule a private consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN or visit permodontics.com.
Losing someone you love and care deeply about can be very painful, releasing all kinds of difficult emotions, even blocking motions altogether. You may feel like life will never be the same. The Christian Counseling and Education Foundation wants to help you find hope that lasts when life falls apart. That's why they're extending a special invitation and discount to attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference on October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel. Hear from safe, qualified, proven professionals committed to bringing loving, truthful, Christ-centered teaching just for you. The CCEF is committed to serve you and local congregations by restoring Christ to counseling. Tickets are just $225 per person. Use offer code KPRZ for a 10% discount. For tickets and information, visit ccef.org. That's ccef.org. Or call 1-800-318-2186. That's 1-800-318-2186. Loss touches every single life at one time or another. Don't give loss the last word.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I wish you could just play any instrument in the universe just one-tenth this good, really. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Just want to make sure everybody understands, here's how we're going to do today's unique weather report. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Look outside. Look outside. You'll find out what the weather is. If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You are more than welcome to share your thoughts and comments or even ideas that we might pursue. One of the things that we're really going to be working on starting in year three, coming up November 5th, as we start our third year in the third year journey, we're working on more audience interaction, a little more freedom for the audience to be able to call up. And making a commitment before the Lord and before everybody not to bite people's heads off, which apparently I did that to that one person. Oops. Sorry. I don't know. You see, it's different.
What happened to the kindler, gentler David
Spoon? Yeah, that was the short-lived. I got to bring that one back. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing you guys don't understand. I was talking to Heather, the program director, about you know, like we were, had just had this brief discussion about, and very brief, and I'm not going to get into details, but just talking about, you know, what people would discuss or argue or so on and so forth. And see, what you don't understand is most of you Gentiles, no offense to you, you would argue, and see, to you guys, a verbal argument is like, you know, like, oh my goodness, you know, we've argued. Somebody raised their voice. Okay, in our home where I grew up, in a Jewish home, when we would have Thanksgiving, a good argument consisted of who threw the utensil the closest to the person. So I have a hard time. I have to kind of bring it down to these level of, you know, not, you know, not thinking it's I got to be more sensitive. I'm working on it. Let me tell you. Okay. You know, I'm working on being more sensitive, but it's, you know, it's hard. So first of all, like the wife said something to me, and here's a perfect example. I guess I'm not going to get to this DDD. Here's the perfect example. The dog, we're training the dog not to sleep on the bed, which I feel is reasonable. The dog is 65 pounds, and when he stretches out, he's almost as tall as I am.
Yeah, I'd say maybe for a small dog like I have, like a Chihuahua, not that big of a deal, but Levi is a big dude.
Levi is big and getting bigger width-wide. And anyway, so the point is, so we're supposed to be training him. Now, here's the problem with training the dog, and tell me if you've ever gone through this. I am completely committed to this dog sleeping in this bed that I have spent money purchasing, which I don't have a lot of, for the dog to sleep on the bed next to us. Most people would just say, make him sleep on the floor. Here's a blanket. But we got him a bed, and I did that to appease the dog? No. Okay, let's just be honest. Did I buy a bed to appease Levi? Well, Levi, I'm just trying to make sure you're okay. No. Who am I trying to appease by buying the bed? Am I trying to appease?
Yourself.
No, I'm trying to appease the wife. From my point of view, the dog can sleep on the balcony. So anyway, the point is, I get the bed, and so I realize that I'm trying to get the dog to sleep in the bed, and then it dawns on me. This is not my war against the dog. This is my war against the dog and the wife, because she knows he's too big for the bed, but he looks at her with those droopy eyes, right? And it's over. He does that thing where his ear goes back and he's all like depressed, and he's communicating,
poor me,
oh, poor wounded me. And it's just like, of course, this is the same dog that cannot remember if you've left the house and come back 30 minutes later, you were gone for 3 years and you've just returned, and you know, he's like kind of like that kind of thing. But my problem here is, so the dog, I'm trying to get him to sleep on his little bed, which is next to our bed. And I noticed that my wife's disposition is down. She's downcast. So I, being the loving husband, just throw out one of the, everything okay? And what's going to be her response if I say, is everything okay? Everything's fine. All right, honey. Is anything really the matter? No, it's all good. Everything's fine. Honey, are you upset about anything?
No, not really.
Honey, are you mad about the dog? Well, a little. See, so it took like 4 tries to get the a little. And my point to telling you that is sometimes you have to dig a little deeper, guys, just so you can know. You have to go a little further. And the whole issue there is that I'm fighting my wife and the dog, and she's like, but he's so cute, and he likes sleeping with us. And it's like, but I like to sleep. I'm still losing this war. Although she did stick up for me a little last night and told the dog to start off in the bed, because daddy will be asleep and then you can jump back on. I don't feel that's fair. I'm fighting this war.
I think it's a war at 2-1, Dave.
It is 2-1. And then the wife counts as 2, so it's like 3-1 because she has more pull. I don't understand how that works. Am I just a dumb guy? I'm just a dumb guy trying to, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm fighting with my dog, and my wife is secretly creating espionage with the dog so that they can undermine me to make the dog sleep in the bed that I've spent money for, that I don't want to spend money for, but it's the only way to get the dog out of the bed, but I'm trying to appease the wife.
Maybe they're trying to get you in the bed.
I told you I was going to buy a little mini pillow and a little mini blanket. I'm going to learn to curl up in a ball.
It might be better peace of mind.
It might be better just to sleep. I mean, as it is, whenever you turn over, the dog somehow, he always, 3 a.m, he's wedged between me and the wife. It's like, what are you doing up here? And I think he's like, what are you anticipating something different?
He's probably got a smile on his face, too.
No, I think the smile is when he does his little spin around and he turns around and then and kind of backsides me. He knows what's going on. They're dumb to us. I think in dog world, they're probably evil geniuses going, I got the human right where I want them. No sleep. He's mine. Anyway, we're going to take our break and come back. Then we're going to do our DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, don't name your dog Levi.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Losing someone you love can be very painful. Don't give loss the last word. Attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference, October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Sheraton La Jolla, October 17th and 18th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection and, if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just another fun day. What is this? Today Wednesday? Is it Wednesday all day long, or is it just part of the day? How does that work
out? I just checked with my vast staff, person of one, and yes, Dave, all day today is indeed Wednesday.
Okay. Well, because it's Wednesday, we're doing something special. I don't know what it is, but we're doing something special, and I don't know when we're doing it. In the meantime, we're going to do a DDD, because that keeps us sharp. Something like that. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 28. I'm in a goofy mood, I have noticed. It's like, what's the matter with you? I have no idea. By the way, if you want to call, prayer requests or praise reports, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Either one of those numbers, because they're the same number. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 28 says this. This is kind of an interesting DDD. I want to see if I can... I can't do it justice, and we'll talk about that some other time. No preacher ever does the scripture justice. That never happens. But they can communicate to some degree where we can use it, myself included. That's what we're trying to do. Here's what it says. But I tell you who hear me. So this is to people that hear Jesus. Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Now, there are times when I read this that I just want to go, really? I can't do that with my friends, let alone my enemies. Here's what it says. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. So the first thing that we get in the passage, Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 28, is we're told to love our enemies. A very difficult task to do, and apart from God, impossible. Okay? Just so we can understand where we're coming from. Apart from interacting with God, engaging with God, and connecting with God, you will not love your enemies. All right? This teaching comes from Jesus. It's one of the most radical teachings of all teachings on the planet. There is little places for people to grasp the level of love that Jesus is talking about. And to demonstrate how radical it is, he takes it to a new level by defining what that love is. In the past, the phrase love your enemy would have to do with being merciful enough to kill him quickly. That's what that had to do with. And it's like, okay, well, it's kind of being merciful and to love your enemy. Take him out fast. But Jesus, when he brings the definition in, takes us to this new place. It's a new place, folks. He takes us to this place and tells us to do three things. He gives three straight answers on how to love your enemies. Three straight answers. Answer number one, do good to them. That in and of itself is very difficult for most of us to do to one another. Or to ourselves, but to your enemies, you're told by the Lord, do good to your enemies. Do something that's powerful and positive on their behalf and for their benefit. And if you think of it in those terms, you're thinking, what? I want to throw this at my enemy's eyeball. I don't want to even talk to my enemy. I would rather ignore my enemy. Jesus does not give you the option to ignore your enemy. That's not how you love your enemy, even though I would prefer it. The Holy Spirit does not allow it. And therefore, I have to bend or yield to the will of God. So I'm supposed to look for a way to do good to them, to bless them, to encourage them, to strengthen them. I cannot just ignore them. To ignore your enemy is not to do good to your enemy. You must do good. And the expression do good has action implied behind it. Then Jesus says this as though it was wasn't bad enough to do good for them, because that's bad enough. Then he takes you to step number two, which really tells you why it's irritating, but tells you why it's divine. Bless them. Oh, wait. You want me to do good and go happy, happy, happy just for you? It's like, what? What? It's bad enough you're making me think I need to do something that's good for them, and now I got to go happy, happy, happy to you. It's like you want them to be blessed. You want them to be like, it's like, really? I'm sure there's many family members in my life currently that could be a little thin on. It's like, but you want me to do that to my enemies? To people that can't stand me? Which is most of my family anyway. But my point is, the idea is that I'm supposed to do good. Do something that's a blessing, that's encouraging, that empowers them, that touches them. I can't ignore them. I have to do good to them. Then I have to bless them. And then Jesus does the capsule. The capsule is the one. See, the capsule, that's when you're at the very top of the rocket ship where the capsule is. No longer the engine, you're at the top where the capsule is. And Jesus says this, pray for them. Three things. Do good to them, bless them, and pray for them. So not only am I supposed to do good and think of them and their well-being, which is difficult, and then bless them, happy, happy, happy. Now I am supposed to seek divine favor for their lives, praying for them that they, at a minimum, even if they're going to repent or do whatever, they are engaging with God. At a minimum, praying for them. Remember, it doesn't say pray against them. Okay, just in case somebody's, oh, I pray for them. I pray for them to fall into a hole. I pray for them to take a long walk off a short pier. That's not what that means. It means to pray for them on behalf of them, plussing them, not minusing them. Love your enemies, Jesus said. Impossible to do apart from God. Then he tells you how, in the power and the Spirit of the Lord. Do good to them, number one. Bless them, number two. Pray for them, number three. That's how you love your enemy. Wow, I got a long way to go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
A steward is someone who manages or takes care of another's property. The word actually means the manager of a house. It does not mean the owner, but the manager. Hi, this is Steve with Whitefields Ministries. We all know it's more important than ever to ensure stewardship and accountability through your church accounting. At the accounting department, they understand what an important role this is. They also know that you may not have time to look over your budget thoroughly. Let the accounting department help. They've been great for Whitefields Ministries, and I know they would love to help you too. Right now, in the month of October, the accounting department has offered to look at your books for free. That's right, no obligation. Call the accounting department in October and they will look at your books for free. Call them today, 760-448-5322. That's 760-448-5322. Don't forget to tell them Steve from Whitefields Ministries sent you. Call 760-448-5322.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right. Boy, that, I'm telling you, that DDD on loving your enemy, boy.
That was intense. That was good.
It's just tough. You know, you read it and you're like, oh, ee. You know, ee.
This just in from the opinion department. That's Ohio State loving Michigan.
Yes, but he is told to love his poor Ohio State run. Yeah, but you are told to love your enemies. You don't have any choice. Here we've got a story that I think this could be at the top of the list, not the top of the list, because our list is pretty top. I mean, we've got buildings that they build 200 stories or 100 stories, no elevator on the top 30. Remember that story? And then we've got stories where they're putting park benches on the moon. And that's disturbing because it's just bizarre by itself. We've had a lot of classic unique stories, but then every once in a while you come across a story that impacts your past. It impacts you as when you were a child, and it makes you feel like something is wrong with the universe, that what I'm about to tell you has transpired. Are you ready for this story? Have I set this up well? Do you feel your spirit cringing before we get there? Here it is. And it's actually titled, no, this actually has a title, Bonkers. How's that for a title for a article? Bonkers. Amazon is including racism warnings for Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Say again.
Oh, Lord Jesus, this would be an excellent time. Right now, at this very moment, would be an excellent time. Amazon is including racism warnings for Tom and Jerry cartoons. Fans of the zany Tom and Jerry cartoons from the golden age of animation might be in for a shock, as the classic shorts now carry a politically correct warning on Amazon's streaming video service. Professors who have seen this, especially Professor Frank Faridi, has warned that this is an attack as empty-headed by cultural commentators and professors of sociology. It is a form of false piousness and a type of censorship which seems to be sweeping every life. Here are some of the comments. These are comments that people tweeted once they found. You just got to think. Tom, Jerry, cat, mouse. Anybody who sees racism in that?
Isn't Tom gray with a white belly? And isn't Jerry like a shade of light brown?
It's a cat and a mouse.
And a cartoon.
It is a cat and a mouse and a cartoon. I mean...
Ron says those are animals, by the way.
It's a cat and a mouse. Okay. Here's the thing. This is what some of the fans said. Hold on. One fan took to Twitter to say, watched Tom and Jerry since the 60s. This is the first time I've ever heard of the R word in relationship to it, PC madness. Another one said, I loved Tom and Jerry as a kid, and it never made me think poorly of ethnic minorities or made me want to smoke cigars. Tom, old Tom and Jerry cartoons to carry warning of racial prejudice. Give me strength. I am a foreigner in a culture I no longer understand. Did you hear that line? That's the big line. I am a foreigner in a culture I no longer understand. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get to the point where Tom and Jerry are racist, I'm looking for the words. Give me a second. I'm a radio host. I can come up with them. How about them Dodgers? That's my word. How about them Dodgers? I don't have anything because I don't have any comment. I watched Tom and Jerry. I watched all the cartoons when I was a kid. I was a Captain Kangaroo fan. Yes, I liked Captain Kangaroo. I was a Kimba fan, even though Disney stole the information from them and rewrote it as Lion King. Everybody knows it. I was a big fan of all those. I was a fan of I Love Lucy. I was a fan of Green Acres. I was a fan of all those things. I'm just going to assume now Green Acres is also racism against Martians because it's talking about land that's green. Because I don't know where else to go. I mean, they weren't talking about being culturally sensitive to the earth in Green Acres. So it has to be a racism slam against the land being like Martians. I guess the corn maybe looked like Martians or something. I don't know. All I know is that the pig in the show was really funny. It gets too far. It's like people are looking for meaning, or if not meaning, they're looking for things being told out of things that have nothing to do with anything. If you make a paper airplane, right, and you fly it, it doesn't mean you're looking to take that airplane and crash it into a building. Okay? It's a paper airplane. Yeah, you make a paper airplane. When I was in Hebrew school, you know, I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but when you go to Hebrew school, after you go to regular school Monday through Fridays for like 7 years of your life, it's not exciting. It's okay, no matter what anybody said, not exciting. I went to Sherr Ezedek. So for people who are like, where'd you go, Dave? Sherr Ezedek. And that's where I went. And you know what we would do? We would make airplanes. We would throw them around. We would play floor hockey in our little break times. We would do all that stuff. There was no racism or prejudices. We were 10-year-old kids throwing airplanes around, not trying to figure out how to do destructive things to destroy the world. It wasn't always racism. It's not always racism. It's one of those weird things. It's like, come on. It's Tom and Jerry. Which is kind of funny because Tom and Jerry wasn't nearly as funny as the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, was it? What was better, Tom and Jerry or the Roadrunner?
The Roadrunner.
Oh, Roadrunner, obviously. Right? I mean, by tons, right? And look at that poor Roadrunner, that poor Coyote. And look how many times he got beat up. And not just him, how much of a beating in the stocks did the Acme company take? After all, they made all the products that they kept trying to destroy the little animal with. I can't believe PETA is not protesting that. I just think there comes a point where you just got to pull it back and go, hey, you know what? A cartoon? Cartoon.
Beep, beep.
Thanks for the beep, beep. I'm just trying to figure out where I fit in. I like that line that I read to you, that line that a foreigner in my own culture. It's like, that's a great line, because it's like you just looking around going, what, you know, what kind of country? I mean, I don't know if you heard this story. Did you hear this? This came out of Daily Caller. I got to be very careful here. So have that buzzer ready to kind of dump anything I'm going to say. And I'm kind of serious about this. But there's a First Amendment argument on a bracelet that had a nasty word. It's not a nasty word, but a word about the anatomy on the bracelet. And I didn't say the word. But let me finish the story. And they just went through this whole fight. The American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania fought against into the Supreme Court for Pennsylvania. And they got the permission for these bracelets to be in school that has an anatomy name on the bracelet. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it kind of has to do with female anatomy, and it's like they just got permission for that, but the same ACLU are the same ones that have fought that says that you can't wear an American flag in school. So you can wear a bracelet that has an anatomy name on the bracelet that is inappropriate for anybody who's not 18, but you can't be a 15-year-old and wear a flag of the United States of America, which represents our country. Because this is the problem. The priorities are, they're not, the priorities are not rearranged. There are no actual priorities. There is no priority in this. This is a country that's kind of falling by the way because we've lost our way. And in the name of humanity's righteousness or political correctness, you're calling a cartoon racist. Oh, my God. So which one is the racist? Is it Tom or is it Jerry? And which one's Tom and which one's Jerry?
Tom is the cat. Jerry's the mouse.
So is the racism coming from the cat or the mouse?
I have no clue.
Can a mouse be racist?
Can a cat be racist?
Well, a cat can do a lot of things because they're kind of squirrely.
I just don't like cats, period.
Oh, I just said squirrely about a cat. Now I'm in trouble. I'm going to get sued by the Cat Association.
No, you're racist.
Of the American Civil Liberties of Cat Association thingies. Come on. It's a cartoon. You know what? I hope they don't go too deep, because I will tell you, there are some shows I liked that maybe wouldn't pass the, you know, pass the test. But I would like to point this out. I don't hear anybody complaining about Mighty Mouse, and I'll tell you why. You want to know why? I just want you to follow this. Because it's the first and only cartoon to do the whole thing in opera. Therefore, there is no problem with Mighty Mouse. Just think about Mighty Mouse. Do you ever think about Mighty Mouse? Here I come to save the day.
Great cartoon.
You shall not save her. I will save her. Certainly come save me. It's all opera, the whole thing. So if anybody complains about that, then they're going to be opera racists. It's a cat and mouse, man. Come on. It's a cat and a mouse. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm going to try and find myself in the Lord.
There is a wrong to right. Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Moss & Nissan. Go to mossandnissan.com today for your one-stop car buying. Find your dream car and get your monthly payment, trade-in value, and credit pre-approval instantly. Better cars, better selection for less money and less hassle. Drive better for less, only at Moss & Nissan and mossandnissan.com.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million. Yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-611-30 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 2773616.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based, challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Point Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Nowhere to run to, baby.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I just want to say weather's pretty nice. Traffic starting to pick up a little, so everybody kind of be aware of that. You should at least recognize what's going on there. Also, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's King David minus the King, Spoon Fork and Knife minus the Fork and Knife. So davidspoon@kprz.com. That's a way you can reach the show. All right, so we've got our Facebook post, which I'm praising the Lord for, that we can go out on something spiritual because of that last story with Tom and Jerry. I think I'm going to have nightmares. Let's get the weekly Facebook post music going. That's what I'm talking about. For those that remember that show, going back just a little bit, huh? That's right. That's part of the fun. All right. Today's Facebook post, really challenging. Actually, I came up with this when I woke up from the very beginning of the morning. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. Listen to this passage. Listen to the application. Very challenging. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. Jeremiah responding to the Lord, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child." All right, so Jeremiah, the prophet's called of God to go speak for God. He tells Jeremiah, "I want you to speak for me." And then Jeremiah responds to the Lord and says this, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child." Now watch this. This is a mind blower. Sometimes when we speak against ourselves, we displease the Lord. Now here, catch what's happening. God tells Jeremiah, "Hey, I want you to go speak for me." Jeremiah responds to God, "Hey, I can't speak for you. I'm a kid." And God says, "Don't say you're a kid. Don't say that about yourself. Don't speak that. Don't say that. You go do what I told you to do." And sometimes our own words about ourselves, in its own way, reduce us. They kind of speak against us. We're speaking against ourselves. Sometimes we speak to our own hurt. You know how life and death are in the power of the tongue? We've talked about that numerous times. Proverbs 18:21, how we talk about that when you're speaking to other people, you need to be careful to speak life and to be an encourager. I mean, it's an important element. And God is a God of life. And when God speaks, there's life. Well, you can speak to yourself about yourself in such a capacity as to diminish yourself. Now, are we talking about positive speech all the time and that kind of thing? No. But there's a difference between positive speech and cutting yourself down with your own words. So I'll give you an idea. My wife and I do this thing. It's called the three strike rule. Now, I won't tell you what the results are, but here's how it works. If she says something negative about herself and I catch her, I give her a strike. If I say something negative about myself, it's in a 24-hour period, and she catches me, she gives me a strike. Sufficient to say that if I get to three strikes because I've said three negative things about myself, she's shopping. Okay? You get the drift? The idea is that speaking against ourselves, there's already enough stuff against us. There's already enough in society, and there's enough beings, spiritual and otherwise, that don't like us, that don't want us to do well, that don't want it to be well for us. There's already enough of that. Why do we have to add ourselves to the list and speak against ourselves? So when Jeremiah said, "Lord, I can't do that. I'm a kid." The Lord said, "Don't say that. Don't speak that. You can't even talk that way." And if you think, "Well, no, that doesn't really apply." Yes, it does, because listen to this. Jesus said, "By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Our very own words spell out what's in our heart. And if we say things like, "I can't do it," "I'm a child," we're speaking out our doubt. And you know who hears our doubt when we speak it? We do. and we're reinforcing that doubt. So even though you might say, oh, I'm trying to be humble, in this case, it's not humility. In this case, it's just bad self-speech. And yes, you hear what you say. You know what you say. You hear it. You have one mouth and two ears. When you speak, both your ears hear what you say. And when you say it about yourself, it has an impact. There are times where we need to not say things about ourselves. Sometimes when we speak against ourselves, we displease the Lord. Let's not do that. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break and then more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk at you tomorrow. While you can.